Hello, welcome to Awareness of the Soul with your host, Vincent Sandy. Welcome Bangkok, welcome Thailand, Italy, wherever you are in the world, welcome US. Thank you so much for tuning in to BBS Radio with Vincent Sandy. Today's topic, mastering your emotions. We're going to share technique, mastering your emotions. Techniques, principles, what emotions are, what can you do about it? What can you do about it? Because this is something like, you know, we have problems with emotion. Everybody in the world that I've met had at some point problems with them. Even the emotions are not necessarily a bad thing, but today we're going to know what to do with them, what they are, how to deal with them. And of course, I don't want to be exhaustive in this topic because it's a huge topic. And of course, there are so many angles for which you can look at this topic, but we're going to explore the yoga side, okay, the Kriya Yoga side, the mystical, metaphysical principles of the amazing techniques of Kriya Yoga and yoga according to the yoga tradition, and how you can master, you can take charge of your emotion using your brain power and using other principles, techniques that we're going to share together. First of all, let me give you right away the phone number. So stay tuned. This is a great and interesting show. Let me give you the phone number right away if you, in case you want to call and have a session with me online. Just let me take it up. And here it is for U.S. toll-free worldwide, 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756, or you can go to the line 1-530-876-3222, or we have a line 2 as well, 530-876-9912. We are expanding here at BBS Radio. Isn't it amazing? BBS with this great radio full of great people. Thank you also to the radio. I really love being here. I really love you listening to this show. Now, before we start, let me remind you that I would like you, if it's possible, if you want to have some tools according to the Kriya Yoga metaphysical teachings of Kriya Yoga, just go to my website and you have free access to a free material section. You will have techniques, access from my books. You can just go there, listen to these techniques as I guide you through them. I guide you through them, but at the same time, my aim is not to force you into a journey. My aim is to give you a tool that you can then use whenever you want in your life. So this is a great, important thing, because this is what I believe. People today should get the tools by themselves, learn these tools, make them theirs, and then from there, they can start their own journey, okay? So I'm not a great supporter of too many guided meditations. I mean, it's great. It's great, and I've practiced them for a long time. This is great. But at some point, you want to have your own tools. You want to learn techniques. You want to understand why this is happening, what you're actually doing. So then from there, you can start an inner dialogue with yourself. And from that inner dialogue, things would move on. I mean, you don't just want to have a meditation, a guided meditation to follow, and without it, you're lost. You want to know what it is that you're doing, how this is actually transforming your system. Why? What are the symbols, the universal symbols that are active within you, so that you can then take mastery over them, okay? And from that level on, you move on. So therefore, you know, we have so many metaphors in our mind, but we need to know why. Raja Yoga is the royal path of yoga because it has to do with the mastery of the mind. If you want to be a master, then you have to know. In other words, people can drive a car, which is okay. We don't need to have the answers to all questions because it's almost impossible. That's great. But you need to know as much as you want to know so that then you can take charge of your life and eventually change direction according to the right principles and not just throwing yourself into something, okay? So, for example, you might want to drive a car. You know how to drive a car. You don't need to know all the mechanics in it. This is obviously true. But if you want to be a car builder, and many people want to build their lives, okay? They want to build their how to get there, how to defeat time, all these things. Well, if you want to know that, then you need to know the principles. Okay? So what's the purpose of it? First of all, enjoy life. Second of all, get rid of sorrow. If this is not the first reason, actually. Get rid of pain, get rid of sorrow. Become, instead of a slave, become a master. So go to my website, and there are some action. This section will expand. I'm also thinking about opening another website where I will give a lot of information totally for free. Because people can just go there, follow a sort of a journey through this website that I'm thinking of. Of course, JoyCelestia.com will be my thing, but there I will observe things from a wider angle. So I will share all this information with you. I will take you through steps and information steps and stuff that you can just go through. And so you can have gain a lot of knowledge. You can also have insights, tip for your own life. This is great. So my website is www.joycelestial.com. Things will expand. Sign up for my newsletter, which I will not send repeatedly every day or every week. I will just send when I feel it is necessary to let you know something. Therefore, there might be periods of time where you're not going to receive anything because things are just normal as they are. You just go to my website. You know what I'm doing. You know what I mean? I don't have to bombard. I don't have to bomb your mind with all this sort of information. I don't agree upon that. So I don't want to be intrusive. I don't get into your life. I just let you know what's happening when it's necessary. And even though, you know, there is something new on the website that you might want to go and check, some new material stuff, some new free material they will put on, some new products coming out that you might want to check out, these things I will let you know. But I will not send you an email too much. I will not send you every week, every 3 days, every 5 days. This is not going to happen. So just be free to sign up for my newsletter. Be free to sign up for your free account. Before going on, also, I would like to let you know of a dear friend of mine. Her name is Sarah Strudwick. She lives in England. She's a great woman. If you want to visit her website, which is a beautiful website, I have to say. Today I was looking at that. And the website is noordinarylife.biz, B-I-Z. Noordinarylife.biz. She's a healer. She's a life coach. She's quite an interesting woman. I would like you to go there, check out, see what she has to say. It doesn't matter if you actually can access her from U.S. or from Australia or wherever you're listening. Just go there, have a look at that. NoOrdinaryLife.biz. She's also now on a competition, and I'm asking for your help. If you can help, that would be fantastic and great. Even though you're not going to have direct advantage out of this kind of vote that you're going to give, the website of this competition is Britain's Next topcoach.tv. That's Britain's Next topcoach.tv. Go there, look for a name, vote for her. Even though you're not going to have a session with her, you're not going to win anything, but if she wins, she has a project, and that's a really worthwhile project. That project is a video that will teach people how to transform their lives, and here we go much beyond what we've known usually on video stores. It's a very beautiful project she's been trying to realize since a long time. If she wins, she'll be able to do that because there's a prize for the people who win. So we are trying to support her as much as we can, even though, you know, she lives in Britain and you're in U.S. Support a beautiful project. And probably you will get anyway the video at some point. So just go there, Britain's Next Top Coach. You have to sign up and then vote for Sarah Strudwick. You can visit also her website at noordinarylife.biz. And thank you so much for listening. This is Vincent Sandee, Awareness of the Soul on BBS Radio. So let's start talking about our topic today, mastering your emotion. First of all, let's start with one main concept. The main concept is everything comes from the mind. Everything is mental. Everything is in God's mind. God's mind is living through our minds. The mind of God is experimenting life through the mind of man. Here we have the union of the small mind with the higher mind. Here we have the union of the small soul with the higher soul. Here we have the union of microcosm and macrocosm. Macrocosm and microcosm. Awareness of the soul. It means having awareness of yourself in the place of the cosmic soul. Everything is mental. Therefore, what are emotions? Where are they originating? Emotions are originating in the mind. Have regions in the mind. In the mind of God, in your mind. And in yoga traditions, these impressions that the mind has then can be turned into emotion are called samskaras. Samskaras are the impressions of the mind recorded in one man's soul that will drive, have the power to drive your life toward a certain direction. Now, are you aware of those or you're not aware of those? If you're aware of your samskaras, the impressions of the mind within yourself, if you're aware of them, then you can do something about it, obviously. If you're not aware of them, then you live by default. And samskaras are not just like an abstract things. They are actually seeds. They are matter within your body, energetic body. And they manifest in your life, they manifest in your soul, they manifest in your emotions. Because these thoughts, these impressions of the mind have attached to it ideas, perceptions, likes, dislikes, good and bad, all the opposites. They are inside a scale of opposites. These samskaras are happening and alive within yourself. Some of them are not yet active. Some of them will become active as soon as the circumstances will be favorable. And obviously you can have bad or good samskaras, and when they activate, that will make you go through an experience which you will like or dislike. But that depends only on that samskaras. It does not depend on your nature. And most people will say, well, I'm feeling this bad feeling, therefore I must be a horrible person. No. Samskara is a piece of matter that you have somewhere in your energetic system. For example, if you cut your finger a little bit, what happens is that in that part of the finger there's going to be pain. That does not make you a bad person because you're having that pain. Can you understand? It's exactly the same thing. Samskaras are impressions of the mind gets activated at some point in life when the circumstances are favorable, that they don't make you a good or a bad person, whether the samskara is good or bad. If you go to have a massage, and here in Tano we have lots of that, I just came back from a beautiful island of a yoga retreat where I've just been teaching yoga for a week. You can have massage every day, and it's amazing. It's a great combination with yoga. Thai massage, Thai yoga massage, and yoga. Amazing. Now, the good experience you can have through the massage is not making you a better person. You like it or dislike it. Okay, when you like it, then you're not a better person. When you are a better person, when you start making the veil between you and God a little thinner, then you become a better person. But when you have likes and dislikes, and you're hearing the cycles of ups and downs in your life, that does not make you a better person. You're just going up and down. So, samskaras are there. There are thoughts and ideas and emotions. The thoughts, ideas, perception with likes and dislikes attached to it. They are in the middle of a scale, in between the opposites of a scale. The more extreme its position in the scale of opposite, plus and minus, let's say. I'm not saying good or bad. Plus and minus. Two opposites. Call them however you want. The more extreme is their position, the more you are subjected to the ups and downs in your life. Because it's obvious. If you are, let's say, the center point is zero. Point zero, non-duality, non-opposite, as you can read on one of my articles on my website. Non-duality. If you go towards the right, then you have 10 points. If you go towards the left, then you have minus 10. Okay? If you are a plus 9, at some point. Because life is made of cycles, be careful, you're not going to have that plus 9 all your life. You're going to have it only for the duration of the upward cycle. Then you're going to go down, and you're going to go to minus 9. And minus 9 is a place where I would not be happy to stay. But then when you're there, you can say, wow, that's great, because, you know, this is a cycle. It will bring me up again. And when you say this, be careful here. This is a key point. When you go to the down cycle and say, I know there's going to be an upper cycle, in that moment, you are detaching yourself from the minus 9 because you're saying this is too going to end. And as soon as you detach yourself, you start to neutralize the attachment to that experience. You start to neutralize the likes or dislike. And as soon as you start neutralizing, you come back to the zero. You are rebalanced. This is really important. The more extreme, the more you're subjected to the ups and downs. If you're neutral, your mind is a neutral upon something. There is no ups, there is no down. And be careful. Being neutral does not mean being indifferent. In fact, being indifferent goes on the negative side of the scale. Being neutral means not having particular emotions attached to that, not having judgment attached to that. Understanding that these samskaras, these things within yourself, these little vibrations, these little seeds, these little impressions of the mind that get activated at some point. Okay? They are there. You can neutralize them with your intention, with your awareness. Now, another thing is, when you are facing an emotion, you have to understand that because it is originating from your perceptions, from your ideas, from your samskaras, they are activating the counter body part in your system. Now, we know that thoughts, mind, and all things that are related to this are in the storehouse of the mind, and in relation to the body, that is the brain. You have brain waves. The faster the brain waves, the more you lose control, the more emotional you are. On the other side, the slower the brain wave, the more control you have, the more understanding you have. If when your brain waves are really fast, you cannot understand anything of what is happening, when your brain waves are low, you get answers. And what's the best way to get brain waves to a low cycle? Meditation or going into a alpha level where solutions are actually coming up. When people are problem consciousness oriented, that is because they cannot slow down their brain waves. This is like a metaphysical, physical, scientific kind of statement. When you can't slow down your brain level, at some point, all those things will start to balance. That is naturally a way through which you can master your emotion and bring more clarity. Every time you feel you cannot control an emotion, go into meditation. Go put yourself into a situation where the brain waves are lowering down. Count down from 10 to 1, and then again, until you stay there and you start opening up. That point, that is really easy. That point, go into a meditation technique. Try to go beyond the effects of the samskara, which is also in relation to your karma. They're very well connected. Go beyond. Start building something new. Where are the samskaras placed? Let me repeat if you're tuning in now. Samskaras are the impressions of the mind. They will direct you in one direction. Emotions are originating in the mind because you are part of the mind of God that is experimenting through your mind in this world. Samskaras are placed, your mind is placed in the chakra, and chakras are real. Chakras are real. What are chakras? Almost everyone knows today. But I will tell to you, I will say to you, I will repeat it to you again very quickly. Chakras are wheels of energies that are present in your body. They're tool. They are tools to convert the material experience into a soul experience. And a soul experience into a material experience. This is what they are there for. Now, what is a chakra also? Now, we have a nervous system. You have a counterpart of the nervous system, let's say, could be comparable. It's not exactly the same thing, but it could be comparable to a nervous system at the energetic level. And you have 72,000, according to the yoga teachings, of these energetic lines flowing in and out through of your body, okay? When many of these energetic lines are meeting at one place, they create a major center of energy. That is the chakra. The main seven chakras in our bodies are the main positions where these energy lines are meeting. The chakras are in the energetic system, and the samskaras are in the chakras. And the samskaras are also located in the body. Now, when somebody feels something is happening in his life, that chakra is getting activated. That samskara in the, not the chakra, the samskara in the chakra is getting activated somehow. In that case, if that is the case, you don't know what's happening, the best way to neutralize the chakra, that samskara in the chakra, is to shift it up. For example, do something that elevates you. In other words, you can start praying. You can start offering that emotion to God. You can say, God, I don't know what is emotion, but I'm just offering to you. I'm offering to you all of it. Take it back. I'm offering this to you. And that works. That really works. Start singing. Start dancing. Elevate yourself. Do something that inspires you. Sometimes it's really difficult. When it is extremely difficult, ask for help. The best help you can get is God's help, or whatever you believe God is. If you feel it in a side of your body, if you have that kind of awareness to feel it in some part of your body, then go deep within yourself. Feel that samskara activating in a part of your body, and then gently go to the essence of it. And if it doesn't get busted, if it doesn't disappear, at that point you take the samskara there, and with your power, your willpower of the mind, you shift it from one side to the other side, from the left to right, left to right to left, up, down, shift it. The same thing, shift it, then at some point bring it in front of you and boom, make it disappear. You are the master of your energy. What the samskara is activating is a vibration within you that has a chain reaction of energetical kind. And that will disturb your system. If you take charge of that reaction of the energy, that moment, you are free from it. Or, if you know that might be going to happen, you have to do it before. Do it before. Let's come back to the likes and dislikes kind of thing. Those are perceptions. It is really important. Also, another great technique that you can use to master your emotions is, first of all, trying to train yourself to shift your perceptions by adapting gestures, movements. Think of something that you really love. Think of something that you really like. And maybe do a simple gesture or a simple movement like tapping the toe on the floor or tapping your index finger on the desk or caressing your face. Something nice. See what kind of feeling you're going to have. You're thinking of something beautiful, something that you like, something great. Now think of something that is going to give you a lot of problems. If it happens. Some people know that if something happens, they're going to react very badly. but they are in the environment where that thing could happen. And that happens not because you're going to get a life full of terror, but because life is balancing itself. That's your opportunity to take charge of your life. So what you do is to think of something that you like, do a gesture like the ones we said, like caressing your face, and then do a gesture when you like something, and then change your thought to that thing you don't like while you keep exactly the same gesture, exactly the same pace, exactly the same movement. What you're actually doing is you're using your mind, you're using your body, you're using your intention, and that will manifest a change in your samskaras. Now, for how long you have to do that, for how much power you have to use, well, that depends on how much powerful is the samskara. Sometimes the intensity of the samskara is really huge. In other words, it takes longer to neutralize that kind of samskaras. But some other times, it's not so huge. You can, you know, avoid it in 2 or 3 sessions. Or even less than that, you know, depending on how much your mind is educated and disciplined in order to get to that point of change. If you think that it is possible to change in this life, you've been trained and educated in a way that you know if it's something you don't like, it, you can change it, it will be easier for you to accept the change happening. Now, these samskaras are also in obviously with all the law of karma, with the law of karma, or what is happening in yourself, what is happening around you. It's not something left to the cage, it's something that is already within you that gets activated at some point. These things are all interconnected, but we're not talking about those karma today. Samskaras are triggered by the outside, by the external world, or by the universe activating symbols within you. You gathering symbols, you communicating with the universe. If there would be no communication, no interaction of any sort, all those samskaras would only be activated because of time. Sometimes it's a time cycle. But if you live beyond time, those samskaras would never get activated. If you're aware, you start bringing power into yourself, you will burn all those samskaras. But what I want to say, and this is an important thing, try to soften the eventual activation of these samskaras by protecting yourself. It's really important, and this is an amazing thing, because you go out, and even though if your samskara would be activated, you have that protection, it would not activate to the point where you're going to have a lot of influence. In other words, you might meet somebody that would eventually cut accidentally your finger, and that is going to cause you pain. But if you're protected enough, then it equals to the fact that that person will not keep on cutting you until you cannot use the finger anymore. If you protect yourself, the accident might happen, but it's reduced to the minimum. After that, you just have to recover to that little kind of wound. So the protection can be performed in many ways, and I'm giving you 6 techniques today to protect yourself. I want to focus on the protection side because it's a really important thing. We should really observe these techniques, practice them as much as we want. The first one is visualizing yourself, obviously, surrounded by the light. Lift yourself up. As soon as you start lifting yourself up, going inside yourself, first of all, then going inside and up, think of something that uplifts you. It uplifts you, like, for example, Christians might be Christ, or a connection with God. Start praying, Mother Mary, Buddha, or whatever it is for you that represents that bridge with God. It's called the Ishta Devata in the yogic tradition. Focus through that, and then ask that God, that the divine behind the form you are actually focusing into, will bring that light to protect you in this day, in order that you can have enlightenment, have a nice, peaceful life, understand, learn the lessons you have to learn, rebalance yourself without going through disasters. but going through it actually in a nice way, in a peaceful way. Visualize this light coming down, or ask for protection through this light. This is the first technique. It is beautiful. It is a beautiful technique. If you do that in meditation, if you do that at any moment, or if you do that 5 times a day, 6 times a day, every time you remember, have this visualization, have this calling. Don't just visualize it in your mind. Just feel that it's real. If you can train to shift your mind to the point of the imaginative side, to the real presence in the now, here and now, you are bringing whatever it is that is in your imagination to this present reality. And if you can actually connect through your imagination with the divine, and then have the intention to bring it into the presence here and now, what will happen is that will be opening the channel, and this will be stronger and stronger all the time. So this is the first thing you have to do. The correct way to perform this light protection technique is this: to unite the imagination into the present moment, asking for the divine reality beyond the form that you've chosen to bring you, to use the channel of the pure light for protection, for enlightenment, and for peace. It is really important. Don't be just superficial in visualizing the light. Don't be lazy. I know, I've been lazy for quite a long time, actually. Then I realized, why is it not working properly? Then I realized, that's why. I have to go a little bit deeper, and that's it. Just a little bit more of effort, and that's it. It's there. Then the other technique is the shield technique. Instead of a light, you visualize a shield. Command the shield to be there. Say a mantra. You can say Om, Om, Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. This is the mantra that they use in visualizing this shield around you. They use it in yoga, in Hinduism. You can use any other thing. You can just say, power shield be there. Protect me through this day. Protect me from all negativity. Only positive can pass through this shield. Only whatever is positive from the highest good can pass through this shield. And in and out, obviously. So also you yourself cannot send negativity out. Whatever you will send out will be filtered by your shield. So this shield is a filter. Will not be an obstacle for your breathing. Will not be an obstacle for your energy to be nurtured by the cosmos. Just a filter. And be clear with this, because otherwise you're going to close yourself into a cocoon. You want to keep that interaction going on with the universe, but filter. The filter shield. Another technique the Yogananda, Paramahansa Yogananda, used to advise to his disciples is to draw a blue cross in front of the person that is actually emanating negativity out in front of you. You can focus on the point between the eyebrows until you have a feeling over there, and draw the cross in the name of the Christ consciousness in front of that person. And that cross will be there bouncing back all negativity in order to that person to become aware of what is happening and rebalance itself in that moment. Of course, you will cause no harm. Say always that whatever you're doing is for the highest good of all, no harm done to anyone. And create the cross, and you can do it also. You can surround yourself with all these crosses. You can put this cross at the entrance of a house, of your own room, of your own apartment. You can put the cross at various entrances, but do it quickly. I mean, don't get now obsessed with drawing cross everywhere. And also be sure that that cross will dissolve as soon as its work is done. It doesn't have to stay there forever. Okay? Another thing is, this is working for Christians, but I've seen that many people all around the world are adopting this gesture, maybe saying different words or connecting to the divine. Anyway, if you're a Christian or non-Christian, you can do the sign of the cross. Because the sign of the cross doesn't have to do with God, Jesus Christ, or the Holy Spirit necessarily, but it has to do with God, Christ consciousness, and the overall holy vibrations that pervade the universe. So you can do the sign of the cross as a banishing gesture for your own protection, for softening the karma, for abandoning yourself to God. And remember, we all have to pay this karma. The only thing is, if we try to cooperate with the universe, to try to cooperate with the people, the great teachers who have come to help us, say, look, if you really try to give me whatever is yours, I will make you free. And I believe in that. I have tested that this is true. Therefore, I always say, ask a superconscious force, ask your representative of the divine to help you, offering whatever it is that you have, good or bad, it does not matter. Because once you are once you go behind karma, once you go behind whatever is happening, and then you understand that whatever is happening just a manifestation of your own perceptions, you offer everything up. Then you're going beyond the law of karma. You're going beyond the samskaras that are actually limiting you. And that is the great offerings you can have. If you offer yourself up to God intentionally, every moment, do it intentionally. Create an intimate connection within yourself. Keep it secret. That would actually help you to overcome and soften all your karma. Or your samskaras. Another technique is to just imagine to have a zip and close yourself. Basically, bring your hand down at the lower chakra level that is at the base of the spine and close yourself up to the top of the head. Just close. Imagine to close like you're closing a coat or a jacket. You're closing yourself there, and obviously, in that moment, in that gesture of closeness, you are protecting yourself. That's another thing you could do in an instant. You're protecting yourself. You just go out. And this will actually save you from all the external influences, but it will not save you from the internal influences that are going on within you. But it's a good thing to do just in case at the last moment something happens, you just want to close yourself up. Just do that. Another way, if you're more visually oriented, is to imagine your aura, which is the energetic body around yourself, to become more tight, more adherent to your body, always more and more and more. So your aura will not pick up external influences, but it will stay next to your body. Now, all these protection things that you're doing are not going to help you to sort out the samskaras that are anyway there. Okay, those samskaras are not going to be activated. But if you don't do anything to destroy them, to neutralize them, that at some point you will not be perfect in always protecting. You cannot be obsessed all the time, I need to protect myself. At some point they will get activated because something will happen that you don't expect. That would activate that little seed. And then you're going to go through at some point. And the problem is that until those samskaras and karma are alive within you, you cannot be perfect because in your protection either, because those create blindness. Those create ignorance. Therefore, you will not be able to overcome your present condition. You will always be running for a protection, you will always be running to a remedy, but you will not overcome your reality because those samskaras will be present, they will create ignorance, they will not make you able to understand what's behind, what are your opportunities for growth right there in front of you. I remember once, and this is an example, I remember once I was in a community and I think I was saved. That happened twice in my life, but anyway, the second time was really, maybe I had enough good karma to be saved, but I was in a community at that point, and I was just looking at one side of the street when somebody came and pushed me away And when they pushed me away, a car passed. Exactly. You know, I would be run over at that point. Now, that car was going in a direction, and they did not see me. They did not see me. Karma was getting activated, and I did not see the car. And I believe that was because I know the people. I know the people that are absolutely peaceful people. They did not see me. What happened is, karma got activated at this point, and it did not make me see what was happening. And karma was activated at the same point for that person, and it did not make them see what was happening. Karma, samskaras, create blindness. You're going to go, you're going to crash on the wall at some point. That's simple as that. Unless you do something to remove that blindness, which is simply ignorance. Ignorance of what? Ignorance of your spiritual reality. Awareness of the soul will bring you to the awareness of the spirit. Now, how do you overcome this blindness? How do you overcome this ignorance? Through meditation. Because meditation is that action, the thing that you can do now that will bring you beyond the law of cause and effect. It's a true purification. Once you get to the point of non-duality, like, for example, through the Hong Sao technique, which is a very simple technique that I give on my website in the free material section, at that point, there's a heat generating within yourself in the central channel of yourself, and that starts burning out the karma. Every time you can naturally stay without breath, being aware of yourself, even if it is for a millisecond, even if you stay there, that is a little mini, super mini samadhi, that means union, superconscious state with the universe. Now, when that happens, that is burning the samskara, that is burning something. You are getting beyond more and more, and at some point you become more and more aware of those moments of union. Even though sometimes at the beginning you're not aware of them, but you go there, you go to the place, before you reap the benefits of that place. Just exactly is the same thing, you know, you go into a very room, in a very beautiful room, the smells of flowers. You are subjected to that smell. And you come out anyway, even though you cannot remember the experience, but anyway, you've been inside it. That had an influence on you. Okay? And what I can suggest to you, most people leave out after a few tries. You try it 2-3 times, then you abandon. Don't abandon. Because persistence based, this is the Saturn delay. You have the ability to create your life, but you have the Saturn within you that is the limiting factor, the constriction factor, that will make this thing delay, and that is your best friend, believe me. Because if you would say anything and it would materialize right away, that would not be a blessing. That would be a curse, because there are so many samskaras that are bad within you that you will make you think automatically in a negative way, and if all that negativity will activate right away without any delay, your life would be a disaster. But thanks to the Saturn delay, we have the ability to understand, the chance to understand what is happening, to change our minds, to move ourselves into a new direction. Therefore, but the Saturn delay anyway is active both in the negative or in the positive side. It acts in this world of dualities of opposites. Therefore, persistence pays. Persist in getting beyond karma, in getting beyond the samskaras, in mastering your emotions, mastering your brain waves, and you will see that something will happen, a transformation will happen. And start right now to create positive samskaras. Samskaras are just impressions of the mind. Start to create positive ones that will eventually replace the other ones, because love, fear, peace and restless, for example, they are all in the same line of opposites, but the energy is directed into an opposite. For example, somebody has a sadness, pain, joy, whatever you want. Sadness and joy. they are exactly manifesting the same line. The energetic line is the same, only it is directed towards a minus point or towards a positive point. Therefore, if you start having positive images within yourself, if you start imagining your life ruled by peace, joy, satisfaction, that value will eventually shift to the positive side. And by doing so, what is the use of feeling peace? You said, well, if I feel peace to the a 10 degree, then I have to go to the minus 10 because this is the cycles of life. No, the point is this. When you go up to the positive, in this world we have two ways, the upward way or the downward way. When you go up, the veil between you and God is thinner, you can perceive God more easily, and it's very easy to go beyond the laws of minus and plus, of positive and negative, of karma, of samskaras. When you go into the restless side, you tend to go to the restless side. What will happen is that veil will become thicker and thicker. It will be really difficult to come out of that. And if your samskaras, if your system is full of samskaras, if your samskaras are really strong, the upper cycle would be brief. Now, there is equality in these cycles always, but the samskaras will shorten the time of the positive if you have a lot of negative samskaras within you. Therefore, your time up will seem really short, and then you go down for a longer time. I mean, there's a whole huge mystery behind all this. The first thing you can do is start imagining your life with peace, joy, and satisfaction. Give weight to the positive side as much as you can. Therefore, you will see you'll be shifting your life always towards the positive more easily. If the positive has more power, the sad side will seem shorter, that's it. Karma, samskaras, emotion, they all come out to rebalance your life. Remember that. It is a way that life is saying to you, look, this is what you've been going through, this is what you had within yourself. Now it's time to let it go. So therefore it comes out to the surface and you say, oh my God, what is happening? But in truth, if you would be able not to make a reaction that moment, that samskara, that karma would just exhaust itself and it will not be there anymore. But if you know this, you can do it. If you don't know, then you would react very badly and then, of course, will give power to the cycle. But if you know this, this will not make you react. You will not react badly. Don't react badly. Go over that karma and see that reality as not yours. And see it as a samskara within you. That reality is not yours. Just exactly in the same way that if you cut your finger, that is not your reality. You know that. It just came out in that moment. It's creating a little pain, but it will eventually heal. That doesn't make you a good person. It doesn't make you a bad person. And let's recap a little bit what are the steps. I really think, honestly, first and the best thing you could do, talk to God, offer yourself totally to God without reservation. Whatever is your concept of God, try to get rid of all the samskaras and impressions of the mind that you have on the church, on the organization, whatever it is. It doesn't mean that you have to go to the church. It doesn't mean that you have to go. You don't have to go. Just do it for your own sake to reestablish a contact with the God as you see it, with the God within you as you can perceive it, as you see it. Get rid of that samskaras. You want to have a true connection with the divine, no matter what people say. And sometimes, many ways of being spiritual in this world will seem satisfying at the beginning because they sort of satisfy the voice of your ego that you don't need anything, you need anyone, blah, 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 blah. That's total ego because you need the cooperation with the universe. You need other people. That's why you're here. You need to learn from them. You need to get rid of that sense of being an individual that is so strong that will not make you see what's going on around you. And that is the blindness that this karma is generating, that the samskaras within you are generating. Get rid of that. Stop asking yourself questions. Stop being angry. Stop being angry. Stop and relax. Relax, wanting a true connection with God, no matter what people say. They don't really have power over you if you don't, you know, not a situation has power over you if you don't allow it to have power. Now, this seems like a cliche. Everybody said this sentence, but no one has real power over you. If people are reflecting back to you always that quality where they're actually, you actually get caught up in a situation you cannot get out, that is because your samskara is there that is getting activated. That's so simple. Start having the sense of freedom, of direct connection that then expands. And one of the things, and you will be free, one of the things that yoga said is, and this is what Yogananda used to say as well, once you realize your true nature, you realize that you are the center of the universe. But if you think you are the center of the universe before you realize your true nature, then you're perfect egocentric. So, it has to start within yourself, at the center of yourself. And from there, you will see that once you understand what is the true essence within you, you will neutralize all the ups and downs, everything will be neutralized. Till you will understand and you'll experience life totally and completely. Thank you for listening to Awareness of the Soul with Vincent Sandy. You're welcome to send me an email. My email can be found on the website. And there is a contact form there. You can just go there, write me an email. I'll be happy to reply to you as much as I can. Thank you so much for all the people who wrote. Thank you so much for your support. I will be happy to also to know some feedback, what you're receiving from these radio shows. And if you have questions that you would like to have answered on the radio show, just let me know. Make it clear that you want to have an answer or spoken on the radio show, and I'll be there answering. Maybe if it's a huge topic, I can even dedicate a whole radio show to that. Thank you so much. My website is www.joycelestial.com. Go there, sign up for your free account, and thank you for listening. See you next Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific, Sunday at 12 for Bangkok. Thank you so much for listening. Talk to you next week. Bye. Provinces and D.